I see. Well, that's
good. That could be another interpretation hobby.
Yeah.
If that's what you're...
Sure, but I was thinking, do you just call it a garden, or would you call it a vegetable garden, probably?
Not altogether for the simple reason there are flowers and other perennials in there.
But if you had nothing in there but vegetables, you'd probably...
It would then be called a vegetable garden.
Okay. And how about the things that you, the edible things that you grow out there, what do you call them? Not individually now, but just what do you call them? What do you call those things?
Well, it's vegetables.
Okay, but would you make any distinction between those and the ones that are that you buy in a store?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Now, if you sent away to Vermont or New Hampshire or something for something made to put on pancakes, what would that be?
Maple syrup.
Okay, but now this isn't artificial, you see. What would you call it then if it isn't artificial? It's...
I've only known it as maple syrup.
Yes, but I mean, it's if this isn't artificial maple syrup, it isn't commercially made, this comes straight from the maple tree, it would be...
Well, frankly, I would say it's still maple syrup.
Uh-huh. Okay, but I just wondered if you'd...
I never heard of any other expression.
Okay. How about, would you, if something is the real thing, though, and it isn't artificial in anything, you might call it, what word might you use to describe it?
It could probably call sap from the tree.
Okay. Now, on toast, what might you put on? You put butter, you might put butter on toast, and what might you put over the butter? Something made of fruit.
Jelly.
Okay. Now, someone a red fruit that has a core in it. It'll make a rather large red fruit that has a core in it, and they make pies with this quite frequently. Someone had a couple of these. What might you say to them if you wanted one? Please give me. Do you know the fruit I'm talking about? If you don't, it isn't fair. You see, I'm not being fair with you.
Yeah.
This is a large fruit that is used in making strudel. Probably the most frequently used kind of. It's also the kind of fruit that little kids take to the teacher. They polish them and then they give them to the teacher.
Apple.
Okay. Now, if you wanted one of these, what would you say? If please give me
some apple pie.
If you just wanted one of these, though, you see, someone had the.
Oh.
See.
Well, please give me an apple.
Okay. You see, you don't have a problem with that at all. I don't know that many people do in this part of the country. That is, saying a apple, but some people in certain parts of the country they say that. And this questionnaire, you see, is made up for that. That's why it's hard to understand what on earth I was looking for there. If we were talking about something, let's say these pencils were over here, and I'd say, would you hand me those? Hand me the pencils. You'd say, hand me the pencils. I'd say to you, hand me the pencils. And maybe there are a lot of pencils.